Campanella Center for the Arts in Minocqua. First reader is David.
Yes. Campanella in Minocqua, Wisconsin. It's a regional arts center in the heart of the Northwoods of rural Wisconsin. Formerly a Catholic church. Vacation venue, highest concentration of freshwater lakes, and high dependence on individual donors in this because of the makeup of the community. They actually are a regional center. They have 10 smaller towns within their system, all based on tourism. They've got a balanced audience of adults and reaching out to youth under 18. And 12 shows on their performing arts series. Their Ken's Kids performance was this past year was the Artrageous performance, which made a huge impact within their community and developing it. In addition, they are presenting performances by the community band, the chorus, the Aurora Borealis chorus, and so forth. Strong commitment to youth in the community. Ties with Lac des Flambeaux tribe of the Superior, Lake Superior Chippewa. And the Lac des Flambeaux tribe chose Campanella as the home for their cultural programs designed to preserve and share tribal traditions, called the Cultural Connections. So they really are developing that tie with the tribal communities. Work on extending their work with people with disabilities to make sure that they are accessible organization. All this work is being done with two full-time, an executive director and an operations manager. The work on developing targeted marketing, working with Chamber of Commerce, working with the Lakeland Star Academy, working with the Rotary and Northwoods Neighbors. They really do connect themselves well in the community. Campanella employs 13 faculty in music and arts instruction, and they've increased the number of lessons given to 201 this past year. They were 114 a year ago. Programming committee is developing a great balance of performances, and they still reserve the flexibility to develop new programming as they move forward. They pride themselves in their down-home hospitality and their intimate atmosphere. Strong commitment to professional vocalists and soloists, to youth programming. Funding, as always, continues to be a challenge, but they are increasing the trend in young donors, new donors coming into the program, and they do operate on a balanced budget. They have a healthy growth in their budgeting. Their board is very young, quite diverse, quite active within the community. They're focused on accessibility. They're aware of that, and it seems like a good, strong organization doing good work in the Northwoods of Wisconsin.
I wasn't sure if it's the Ken's Kids program or just the whole operation itself, but they pledged to reach every fifth and sixth grader in the area over the next 10 years. And I thought it was cool that the adults with disabilities, this project search program that they use them as front of house ambassadors or ushers and show patrons to their seats. They're exploring options with the Lakeland Star Academy, a charter school for students on the autism spectrum. They had percentages, 35% increase in the number of donors, an 8% increase in amount of donations, I guess. They talked about providing a message of impact at what can feel like a social gathering during their public annual meeting. It sounds kind of sneaky. I like that. They're balancing, you know, there are two audiences. They got the locals who are there all year round versus the huge influx of summer population. So they've got to consider all that in their marketing. I visited there once several years ago, and they had, with it being an old Catholic church, they sold concessions from the old confessional, and they had a sign on it that said it was the concessional. So they get points for that. So I think they're doing great work.
Who's confident of the pronunciation?
Campanile.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I liked it at the end of their narrative that they said, like, going through this process, that they had learned a few things and that they shared those with us. Because, again, it was going through the grant process. There's a lot of stuff that you just don't know that you know. And you don't know what you don't know until you go through this, and they're just like, yeah. So they're making some changes already just from going through this process, which I thought was great to include.
I was impressed that they brought in an outside person to facilitate some strategic planning.
Yes.
And that they were able to very clearly identify the results, the early results of that strategic planning, with 23% increase in number of facility use dates, 9% increase in patrons attending events outside from outside the immediate Minocqua area, 11% increase in the number of art and music instructions provided, 16% increase in number of patrons attending ticketed events. Like, they went right to the details. I think that was really great. So this is another one of those places where, should I just leave this nitpick alone? They say less than 50% of their activity is educational, when it seems like that's a big focus, and they also said that no one group represents more than 25% of their impacted audience, when the area is 94% white. Right. I don't know how they would get any other number. So, and that's sort of, it happens throughout all the grants. Should I just leave it alone?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought they had a lot to offer. It does look like they've been drawing down on some reserves to balance the budget. So they had a couple years that ran in deficit, then one that went way over.
Yep.
So it looks like they had a big fundraising push. They probably brought things back into balance. But they had some leadership turnover. They had some challenges with the building, I think. But they've talked about those things. With only two paid staff, I don't know how they're running that building. So what do they do for tech support? What do they do for building issues? Is there someone else involved? It'd be nice to know that information as well, because
they mentioned renting tech stuff like lights and sound. So maybe
somebody
they
has
just
to run them.
Yeah. I know, but maybe that comes with the rental price. You know, maybe they get a person too.
Yeah, sure. It'd be nice if they explain that a little bit, because there's a lot of moving parts. I'd love to see that. I love to see their planning to expand their school outreach. To say, when I went to the census thing and tried to put in Minocqua, it was like, we don't know what you're talking about. I had to finally go to Oneida County, and then I was like, okay, now I have a better understanding. But the census didn't recognize Minocqua, so it must be about this big.
So they were Did they connect the census data that we asked them to?
Yeah, so in here it's got the link to the census. Mm-hmm. And if you go to that link, you get Wisconsin, and you have to put in the name of the town.
But that's not for the panelists to do. That's for the applicant to do.
Every single one of them was like this. Not every single one had that link, and you had to put in the name.
Yeah.
But so when you put Minocqua in there, it's not on the list of possibilities. So then I figured out it was Oneida County. I've learned a lot about Wisconsin geography.
And I'm learning a lot about smart, simple applications. So that's
So it gives you Wisconsin. And then you have to put in the particular area, and then you get the two columns that give you the Wisconsin and the comparative.
I would add a note on, and this is kind of a generic note, they did have a survey notice, but it would have helped me not only to have the survey notice, but I think, Tom, as you referenced earlier, is to actually, what did you find? Give me some feedback from the surveys you actually
And that will pop up in a number of applications.
I won't ding them on that.
No,
Board only asks for examples.
But it would help their application because they've obviously been making a difference in their community.
So for us to then say, and we'll revisit this in the evaluation portion, please, at the end of the day, but for us to say sample survey tool with results.
Yes.
I had just good comments in all the categories, and this one I wrote, and I thought we had identified exciting connections for kids, Native Americans, disabled, including autistic. So comprehensive.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of effort on behalf of the autistic community, and that was lovely.
Other comments on this one? Then please score.